I guess the other thing, you know, sort of related to this is there any correlation between toxicity and treatment benefit? As you discussed that case, I was flashing on a case an oncologist presented, I think it was renal cell, of this patient who had this terrible Sicca syndrome and had this wild, you know, CR to, you know, a checkpoint inhibitor. What do we know about, you know, correlations of toxicities or even specific toxicities with treatment benefit?
So there have been some data on this, but I would limit it. You know, these are kind of large case series. A lot of anecdotal experience, not just myself, but colleagues in Nashville around the country who describe this. And you know, when you listen to what's going on in the CAR-T world, on the heme side, patients who are getting these high fevers, these cytokine release syndrome, almost near-death experiences, and then they come out of it, it kind of fits with what you see with the checkpoint inhibitors, where those patients who seem to go through this gauntlet of toxicity often come out the other end doing well. I have had people who've had toxicity and no benefit, you know, and that's a nightmare. But I would say, and it's anecdotal in my experience, most of the people that have had severe toxicity have had fantastic benefits from checkpoint inhibitors. Maybe not a surprise, you're trying to activate your immune system at some level that's going to get to a point where maybe it goes overboard and harms an organ, you know, and that balance, I think, is probably not very wide, where, you know, you get benefit and then you don't create some type of side effect. So I always encourage patients that you could do well without toxicity, but if you have toxicity, it may also mean you're benefiting from therapy.
Again, really fascinating observation.